My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Well, it is a pinky. It's Monday. We are at Gillette Stadium, and Gerard Mayo gets his first win as a head coach, and he will join us in just about 10 minutes. Wiggy brought this up earlier. If you had the Pats under 4.5 wins, has your outlook completely changed? Maybe mine has. I mean, I definitely I had them underwise. Shyman, I don't know. Maybe they get 6, 7, 8 wins if they can keep it going.
Then you run into the situation, though, and I'm sure a lot of people are having this conversation today. What if you end up with 8 wins?
Mm-hmm.
You miss the playoffs, and then you don't have like a great pick in the draft.
So what?
You lose on both sides. But people are going to have that conversation today, Sean.
Are you going to lose, though? Like, if Drake May comes in the end of the season and wins a couple more games and has confidence going into next season, is that bad?
No, that's a good thing.
Right. Yeah. Nobody looked at the Bledsoe final four games of his rookie year with that they won going into 94 as this bad thing that they couldn't get a better pick.
But you're assuming that Drake May gets in, though. What if they roll with Jacoby all season long, they get 8 wins, not a great pick in the draft, and then you don't even know what you have with Drake May going into next season?
If this team is good enough to win 8 games with Jacoby Brissett, then they'll win 10 games next year with Drake May.
That's why it drives me crazy, but I tend to lean toward Wiggy this morning, where he says, if you can do very similar to what you did yesterday with Jacoby Brissett, then what the sky's the limit, maybe,
right?
If Drake May is what you think he is, why not get there sooner than later?
Right. If the biggest concern with everybody was protecting Drake May, and the offensive line looks like, you know, like we all talked about after week 4, right? If the offensive line looks like, all right, they've done a good job protecting Jacoby Brissett, and if we feel like then, or when I say we, if the Patriots feel like they can protect Jacoby Brissett, meaning they can also protect Drake May, then why wouldn't you play him? Because that was your only concern. You know what would be, and I know it's probably not a great question to Mayo, but I wonder if the only reason why they started Jacoby Brissett is because they were unsure what the offensive line was going to look like. If the offensive line was great throughout preseason and really was like, you like, all right, this is one of their better positions, do you think Drake May would have been starting week 1?
I think it sounds like, Curtis brought it up earlier, it really does sound like they had the plan, and whatever the plan was, they decided they were going to stick to the plan. And so I guess the question going forward is, how long does the plan have Drake May sitting for?
Well, the one answer we have is that the quarterback controversy of the clunky rollout of why is Gerard Mayo being so transparent with the media? Why is he this whole hullabaloo that occurred when I was off? It's just much ado about nothing.
Yeah.
The people in that locker room obviously feel that Gerard Mayo is a good communicator. Whatever that, you know, I think it's clear that there are differing motives, right? You have Elliot Wolf, whose job is to make sure that Drake May is successful. Elliot Wolf is tied directly to the career of Drake May, whereas Jerod Mayo is tied directly to the success of this team. So there had to be a compromise where they don't rush him and embarrass Elliot Wolf, but they also ensure that the line is ready. And I think Wiggy's spot on that the offensive line, if it continues to perform the way it did yesterday, then we'll see Drake May week five.
This is Jim from Uxbridge. Hey, Jim.
Yeah, I want to know what they're going to do when they stop the running. Besides, has to beat the other team.
What? When they stop running the football, I mean, we'll talk to Jerod Mayo about that. I mean, Boomer, you just heard Boomer say that Ramondre Stevenson ran the ball 25 times yesterday. You can't do that every single week. Wiggy said it earlier. It's pretty easy when it comes to the defense to, you know, stack it up and stop you from doing that. But, I guess you wait until you get to that point.
Yeah, I think that's going to be – we've seen before. I think we've seen with the Patriots in the past couple of years, your team is going to be led by your defense – run the football and your quarterback be a game manager. That's what this Patriots team is. The only thing that changed with what their scheme looks like is the guy standing on the sidelines. When you think about when Bill was here and now you even think about Mayo, the scheme is play great defense, run the football, quarterback be a game manager. And so now the question is, how long of a game manager can Jacoby Brissett be?
And I would also say, though, people saying, when are they going to run the ball? I think the Bengals knew the Patriots were going to run the ball in their final drive. I think everybody in the building knew that. And Ramondre Stevenson was still able to get a couple first downs.
Yeah.
So to say that they're not going to be able to do this when everybody expects them to do it, well, that wasn't the case yesterday. I mean, it was pretty clear that Jacoby Brissett wasn't going to throw a deep pass when they're trying to bleed the clock out. And Ramondre Stevenson was able to bounce outside. And I do think it's a concern that Ramondre is not going to sustain 25 carry per game pace and stay on the field. It's impossible. But it's so important for Jerod Mayo and this new nucleus to have early success. It's just the way we're talking today, you have such a long runway. Now it's, well, I guess week five works for Drake May, as opposed to if Brissett's picked off on that throw that should have been intercepted in the end zone and Burrow comes back, or they don't fumble the ball at the 1 yard line and the Bengals win, we're now saying, okay, they need to win Sunday or else they're going to be 0-4. Whereas now it's 1-0, Sunday's kind of house money, and then you see where you are.
But even with that being said, if you look at yesterday's game, even if he does throw the interception and you lose this football game, you still say the offensive line looked good. They protected Jacoby Brissett. He's just not good enough to make those plays. Or
right, but then you'd be saying we need Drake May.
Right, and so my thing is still have that same mindset. Even though you won week one, still have the same mindset. If the offensive line looks good and you're running the football and you're playing good defense, still have the mindset of let's get Drake May in there.
Well, I think it's a great thing to ask him. You know, did the performance of the offensive line, who allowed one sack, does that change your mind at all when it comes to when you may be able to get Drake May in there?
That's a great way. You can put it that way.
But I still think that there's some obligation, which he mentioned on this show, that he feels to Jacoby Brissett, like to give him a fair shot at it and to keep Jacoby Brissett in there as long as, you know, he's not making big mistakes.
Right. That was part of the plan, I think. That's why Jacoby Brissett during training camp, during preseason, seemed very laid back.
But that's not the way to coach. That's not a good way to coach. Like that, you shouldn't be coaching saying, all right, we promised the guy this, that, and the other. You should be coaching to, like, what's the most beneficial thing for our football team, right? For us to win as many games as we can this year and also prepare us for next year. And if that is come week five or six where you go, okay, we're sitting here at 2-2, maybe even 3-2, the offensive line has done a good job. Maybe it's time we throw the young kid in to get him the experience. Now we're not so much concerned with him getting killed, throwing him into play rather than going, well, we promised Jacoby this, so we told Jacoby that. It's just like you shouldn't be coaching that way. You should be coaching, you know, we need to eventually get the young kid on the field, and Jacoby would have to be in a position to go, okay, I understand. I get it. That's why you are. That's why you drafted him. Like, I don't think Mayo should be saying, "All right, I promised Jacoby this, so you know, let's ride with him and at least."
And he's been very emotional, so you don't want to, you know, get that to him pregame.
Well, he only cried three times yesterday.
To be honest, I was crying tears of joy all day. I haven't been that happy in a long time. What a great day.
And it is the vibe. It is the way that, you know, like you talk about the way that these Courtney Yards bring it up. It is the way that these players talk about Jerod Mayo and how things have changed. When we talked to Jelani Tavai on Friday, and it was the same kind of like, you know, things are different.
All right, well, Jerod Mayo will be here with us next, and you can head right to YouTube or right to Twitch and see the big smile on his face. Jerod Mayo, head coach of the New England Patriots.
Undefeated.
Undefeated head coach of the New England Patriots with us next on a Patriots Monday.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.